to that moment you stay in your idling car so you can finish an Adventures in Odyssey episode. Because some things are more important than frozen ice cream.
The ice cream's starting to look a little soggy.
What are you going to do? You don't want it to melt.
The ice cream's still dripping.
And now an exclusive episode
from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
But seriously, you would not believe how beautiful it is here, Penny. I mean, Alaska's always beautiful, at least to me. Oh, I visited my parents, and that went as well as could be expected. You know, raised voices leading to gruff mumbling, leading to awkward silences. Yeah, after that, I flew to Haines, though, to tour the Hammer Museum there. Did you know they have 1,400 hammers? My favorite one was the Fishmonger Hammer. I always wanted one of those. And then after that, I came over here to Willow. Oh, hang on a second. Hi there. Do I know you? You look vaguely familiar in a very vague and unfamiliar way.
I don't think so. Your voice sounds kind of familiar, though.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Okay, see you later. Sorry about that, Penny. You know, this place has changed a lot since I lived here, you know? I mean, we were only here during my middle school years, but it's not like that was decades ago. Well, you know, maybe it was. No wonder I don't recognize anybody. Oh, no! Hudson's vacuum cleaner story's gone. Mr. Hudson was the master of mechanized hygiene. I can't believe he's been replaced by a cell phone store. Oh, anyway, Penny, I wish you were here. I'd really enjoy seeing all this stuff that's changed if you were with me. There's signs everywhere for the Iditarod race. They call it the last great race on Earth, which suggests they know of races in other parts of the galaxy, which they couldn't, so maybe they should just call it the... Oh, never mind, I'm off topic. Anyway, it has teams of dogs pulling drivers on sleds across the vast terrain of... Whoa, I don't believe it. Boyle's Diner's still here. They have the most amazing anchovy stew you've ever had with caramelized onions and peas and carrots and... Hey, I think I see the owner himself, Jimbo Boyle. I gotta go say hello. So anyway, Penny, I'll call you back later and maybe get to talk to you in person instead of leaving such a long message on your voicemail. Okay, bye. Oh, and if I called the wrong number and this isn't Penny's voicemail, I should mention that Boyle's Diner is with a Y and not an I, just in case you want to find it and try that anchovy stew. You won't be sorry. Okay, bye. Jimbo, hey, it's me. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the owner. You know, since you're wearing his don't complain to me, I'm just the owner apron.
Actually, I am the owner. Jimbo sold me the place 3 years ago, apron included. I'm Marty McFlynn. Please, no cracks about the name.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, Marty. I'm Wooten Bassett. Please tell me you still make the anchovy stew?
No, sorry.
Oh, well, and how about the goober macaroni and reindeer sausage plate?
No, that's gone too. We have a fairly straightforward New York-style menu now. We have great dogs.
For the race?
Hot dogs.
Oh, okay. You got any top with caramelized onions and anchovies?
Sorry.
So you mean like a regular hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take one of those with whatever you want to put on it. Surprise me, Marty.
Okay, gotcha. Logan, one bow wow with a Cracker Jack. Anything to drink?
Water.
And a dog soup.
Right.
Here for the race?
Yeah, though I was kind of hoping to bump into people I knew when I lived here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's my fault. I shouldn't stand so close to the door.
Come on in, Will. The usual.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, Logan, bossy and a bull and a cup of mud. Walk it.
Right.
Hey, do I know you? You look very familiar to me.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. About you, not me, because I'm already real familiar with myself. I think you and I were in junior high together.
Were we friends?
Well, I don't think so, unless you beat your friends up twice a week.
Oh, I beat you up?
No, it wasn't so much a beating as a physical inconvenience. You know, you pin me down and ask me knock-knock jokes while you use my forehead as a snare drum. You're Will Baccarin.
And you're Wooten Bassett.
Mm-hmm. You can ask me any knock-knock joke you want now, Will, because I learned them all, you know, just in case we ever met again.
Wooten, it's great to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it sure has, Will. You don't play drums anymore, do you?
Not on foreheads. Look, I'm sorry I was such a bully. No hard feelings?
No, of course not. I am way beyond that. Or so my therapist tells me.
You know, there's a table opening up in the corner. You want to join me? I'd love to hear what's going on in your life these days.
Well, sure. Hey, Marty, drummer and the tom-tom are going to rap in the cubby. Tuck the bow wow with the Cracker Jack and the bossy in a bowl over there, okay?
I won't make excuses for how I treated you, Wooten. But there were a lot of bad things going on in my life then.
Oh, I figured as much. You seem pretty unhappy.
Oh, you have no idea. You know, music became my way of escaping from the pain of it all. I just play the drums and lose myself in the rhythm, and all the problems would melt away.
Yeah, my head kind of melted away, too, when you practiced those drum licks on me.
I really am.
Sorry, I know you are, Will. Listen, I learned a lot from those days.
You did?
Sure, especially how to pray for my enemies. I prayed for you all the time while I was lying in bed waiting for the drum-induced headaches to go away.
How was everything?
As good as usual, Logan, thanks. But I don't think Wooten cared for his too much.
Oh, no, it's just a little too early in the day for me to mix so many food groups on one hot dog. But I did ask to be surprised, and using tapioca as a condiment was a bold choice.
You don't have to pay for it. I'll ask Marty to take it from my wages.
No, nonsense. And it's my treat.
Oh, well, you don't have
to. I got it. Here you go, Logan.
I'll get your change.
Hey, Will, does Logan always look so sad?
You know how it is here, Wooten. Mm. A lot of kids in Alaska deal with pretty severe depression for one reason or another. Yeah. It was bad when we were kids, but it's almost an epidemic now. In Logan's case, his mother left 6 months ago, and he hasn't heard from her since.
Wow, that's awful. Wonder if there's anything I can do for him.
That's what I remember about you from school. And no matter what was going on in your life, you were always more concerned about everyone else.
Well, thinking about myself takes up too much time. Besides, if life is a gift, then it'd be selfish to use it just for me.
You wouldn't have known it back then, but I admired you a lot.
Well, I didn't know. You hit it really well.
You were different from everyone else, and I mean that in a good way. You had a kind of peace.
Oh, well, that wasn't anything I could make up on my own.
Yeah, about that.
Here's your change, Mr. Backern.
Oh, thanks.
Again, I'm sorry about the food.
No.
Hey, Logan, hold on a minute. Here, this is for you.
Whoa, a silver eagle coin?
Mint condition.
This must be worth a lot of money.
It is valuable, like you.
I can't accept this.
Sure you can. It's a gift to remind you that you're a gift of great value, as they say.
Thanks. I gotta get back to work.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with the real Will Backerin?
Yeah, I think a lot differently than when we were in school. Whoa, I'm sorry, I should get this. This is Will. Oh, hi. Yeah, Nome, Unikalit, Elim, Koyuk, Kaltag, Nulato, Anvik, McGrath, Nikolai, and then home. Yeah. What? Already? I lost track of time. I've been catching up with an old friend. Yeah, okay, I'll see you there. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, I'm late for a meeting that I'm supposed to lead. I'm leaving town tomorrow, and there are a load of last-minute things to take care of.
Oh, are you in the race?
Sort of. Hey, listen, I'd love to catch up with you some more before I fly out. Do you have plans for tonight? I have to meet a few people for dinner, but maybe you could come over to my house after, around, like, 8. My wife and kids are away until after my trip, but I have some homemade wild blueberry pie.
Wow, I love pie, and the wilder, the better. Plus, that'll give me the afternoon to swing by the Muskox Farm and to check out the sled dog teams down by the Iditarod starting line. I have always wanted a baby one.
A husky pup?
No, a muskox. Those babies are so adorable. Wow, you have beautiful Siberian huskies, Mr.
King.
King. That's a great name for someone who wants to be the Iditarod champion.
I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I personally think huskies make the best sled dogs, or Malamutes. I mean, they look like they should be pulling a sled, you know what I mean? Poodles and Chihuahuas, not so much.
Yeah, listen, I'm a bit busy right now.
No kidding. Sledding over 1,100 miles in the next couple of weeks takes a lot of planning and skill. Well, you be careful out there, Mr. King. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Lewis Scott. Oh, I got a video of this for Penny. Where's my phone? Got it. Okay, so hi, Penny. I am walking up to Lewis Scott, the man who has won the Iditarod race for the last 3 years, and he is favored to win again this year. The guy's a machine. excuse me, Mr. Scott?
No interviews.
No, I'm not a reporter. I'm just a fan. Just wanted to say hi and to thank you for the exciting races you've run these past several years. What are your chances this year?
The same as the past three. I'll win.
Yeah, I mushed a little myself when I was a kid. I always thought it'd be fun to mush the Iditarod. I mean, except for the part about standing up all day in a sled in sub-zero temperatures with little rest and even littler food for 2 whole weeks.
Uh-huh.
So what's your secret to winning?
Being better than anyone else out there.
Yeah.
And not telling people your plans. Now, if you don't mind.
Dad, do you have a minute?
I'm a little busy at the moment.
Logan?
Oh, hi.
You're Lewis Scott's son?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. You must be so proud.
How do you two know each other?
He had lunch today at the diner.
Well, what's your game, mister?
My game? Well, kind of partial to Tiddlywinks and the occasional match of Parcheesi.
Turn that phone off.
Oh, okay, done.
Who are you working for?
What? I don't know what you...
You guys come around here acting like you're big fans while you're really spying for another team. And it takes a lot of nerve to use a man's son to get at his strategy.
Oh, no, Mr. Scott. I'm not using anybody to get anything. I'm just a fan of yours.
Leave. Now.
But I...
Now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hello. Okay. Bye, Logan.
Bye.
And stay away from my son.
Oh, sure. I hope the race goes well for you. And I'm back. So, Penny, that was Lewis Scott, 3-time champ. I'm sure he's just feeling the stress of tomorrow's race. He's a nice guy, though, you know, kind of brusque and impolite sort of way. Sort of reminds me of my dad. Okay, signing off.
Another piece of pie, Wooten?
Oh, no thanks. 4 is my limit. I'm driving.
So, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I am a parcel dispensation operative.
A mailman?
Uh-huh, and I also write comic books.
Really? Not surprised.
Oh, a few people are. How about you? Are you still playing music, Will?
Yeah. I'm in a Native American band that honors the heritage of First Nations.
Oh.
We travel all over the state sharing a message of dignity and value. And the Creator's love.
Creator's love?
When I was growing up, my grandmother taught me about the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And she prayed for me all the time, she said, and she sang songs of his love for me.
Oh.
I didn't really understand any of it then, but you know, those songs came back to my mind when I was going through my hard times.
Well, it sounds like your grandma was a pretty special lady.
Yeah, she was really the only person in my family that truly cared about me.
Oh.
And my parents... Well, that's a long story. Let's just say that life growing up wasn't easy. There were times I wished I'd never been born.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But then, this is maybe 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I met this amazing girl.
Oh.
And she asked me to go to church with her. And I went, you know, more to get her to like me than anything else, really. But, man, she saw through all of that. But, I mean, she knew it was a lie.
Well, what did she do?
Well, she said that she couldn't see me anymore. Oh, I was furious.
Oh, you didn't drum on her head, did you?
No, I only did that to you.
Oh, well, I feel so special.
Anyway, one day I was driving and I turned on the radio and one of the songs my grandmother used to sing to me was playing.
Oh.
And I could almost hear her voice say to me, Willie, I'm still praying for you. Pulled over to the side of the road, and I cried for I don't know how long. But that's when I really met the Creator, Jesus, and gave my heart to him. Later, I was baptized, and it was like Jesus was washing the pain and the shame away. He made me a new creation.
Oh, I was starting to suspect you became a Christian.
Yeah. I'm a blessed man.
So the traveling and the singing?
Yeah, that's part of what I do.
Oh.
I also run a ministry called Carry the Cure.
Oh, do you take medicine to sick people?
Close. Well, have you ever heard of the serum run to Nome in 1925?
Oh, yeah. That's when they had an outbreak of diphtheria in Nome. Mm. And dog sled teams had to carry the serum there because the weather was too dangerous for flying. Mm-hmm. And there was no road. I read the story about Balto, the lead dog. He was a hero.
Oh, that's a great children's book.
Yeah, I just read it a month ago.
Oh, good. Well, anyway, the Iditarod race is based on that run. And it follows much of the same trail.
Oh.
Now, with Carry the Cure, we follow that trail, too, only we carry a different kind of medicine, the hope of Jesus to the young boys and girls in our state struggling with depression and despair.
Kids like Logan.
Like Logan, yeah. You know, Alaska is in an epidemic, Wooten. Mm. These kids, they feel worthless. Many have lost their desire to live. And I know what that's like. But God saved me. Now, I believe the greatest resource of Alaska is the people of Alaska. And so I travel the Iditarod Trail during the race and hold events in schools along the route. We pray with them, we encourage them, and we give them reasons to live, to commit to life.
And you go from here to Nome?
Well, actually, we start in Nome, and then we work our way back to the starting line.
Oh, I see.
Oh, hang on, I'm sorry. This is rude, but I've got a lot going on before I leave tomorrow. Let me grab this. Kevin, what's up, my friend? No.
Not good.
Oh, man.
Kinda bad.
Well, you know what? We're gonna be fine. Just don't worry about it, okay? You just get better. All right. Again, don't apologize. It's okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Does somebody need a cure so he can help you carry the cure?
Yeah, it was Kevin, one of my team members. He's sick and he can't go on the trip. The problem is he does so many things for us. I don't know how we can do it without him. I mean, he helps load and unload the gear.
Yeah, you know, Will, as a mail carrier of often heavy parcels, I understand the need for tone and muscle application.
He also engages with the kids.
Which isn't easy for everyone. I mean, I love kids and they seem to like me, but some people working alongside kids, yikes, am I right?
Well, he also sings in the band, too.
Oh,
so.
Is he like a crooner, like Bing Crosby, or a Native American Hawaii? Or just straight up rock and roll?
Wooten?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing for the next week?
Moi? Well, I thought I'd just hang around and visit the reindeer farm. You know, maybe paint a mural of Bullwinkle on the Moose Lodge wall.
Look, I know it's a lot to ask, but would you be willing to come in Kevin's place?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Help and tell kids about Jesus. Yes!
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we leave tomorrow. Wooten, you're an answer to prayer.
Actually, so are you.
And then our second-to-last event is in Nikolai. It's a small village about 160 miles from here by air. Now, I've never met the tribal elder there, but I've heard he's wary of outsiders.
Outside of what?
Of his village.
Wow, so he doesn't trust roughly 7 billion people?
That's about it. So when we arrive in these villages, we need to honor the tribal leaders and earn their trust.
Well, how do we do that?
By showing them respect. We take them gifts and recognize the good things they've done in their communities.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Hey, it looks like they're about to start the race. Is there a good place to watch?
Oh, yeah, over here.
Dad, wait. Not now, Logan. This isn't the time to talk about it.
You never have time to discuss it.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm a little busy with this
so
race.
So, what's with Logan and his dad?
Things have been tense between them ever since his mother left.
Yeah, I'm sure that's been hard on both of them.
They don't know where she is. Mm. I'm sure Logan feels abandoned by his mom for leaving and by his dad, who tries to cope by drinking and... Well, he's a bit obsessed with winning the race, which I'm sure you've noticed.
Oh, yeah. It's easy for any of us to get our priorities mixed up.
Oh, hey, here comes one of the pilots.
One? How many do you need?
Well, we fly 3 planes. One left with the team yesterday to get things ready for our first event in Nome. The other 2 planes carry the gear we need.
You must have a lot of gear.
Yeah. Sound and light equipment, musical instruments. Well, you met Marty yesterday at the diner.
Sure.
He pilots the plane carrying most of the gear. And our other pilot hauls whatever's left over.
Oh, meaning us? Well, who drew the short straw for that job?
Hi, Wooten. Fancy meeting you here.
Jeff! Jeff, wow, imagine bumping into you thousands of miles from home.
The more I see of the world, the smaller it seems to get.
Ain't it the truth? So you work for Carry the Cure, too?
It's one of the several ministries I help when I can. And I love what Will and his team are doing up here. Plus, flying around Alaska is such a blast.
Oh, yeah, the volcanoes.
And the glaciers.
And the caribou.
Nothing like trying to land when a herd of caribou decide to walk onto the runway.
Hey, the race is about to start.
There they go.
And so should we. Is everything ready, Jeff?
I just came from the airfield. Our planes are fueled, and the guys have already started loading the gear.
All right, then. Nome awaits. Are you ready, Wooten?
Ready, willing, and able.
Jeff?
Right behind you, Chief.
Then, let's do this.
No, I can't wait. Be it ever so humble, there's
no place like Nome.
You heard it before, huh? So, Will, what exactly is in this very heavy bin?
That's the soundboard. We usually need 2 guys to carry that.
Well, that would explain my compressed vertebrae.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I will be as soon as I do this. There it is, good as new.
Well, you're gonna come in really handy on this trip, Wooten.
Aw, thanks, Will. Hey, I think I hear that reindeer farm calling my name.
Oh, there goes Marty. He likes being in front. He's competitive that way.
That's fine with me. Let him be the trailblazer. The weather reports say a storm may be developing.
Yeah, but that's normal for Alaska. Developing storms, developing winds, developing fog, developing sunshine.
Yeah, all the same, I don't want to get caught in a storm over Mount McKinley.
Now, you won't make any friends around here calling it that. Alaskans know it as Denali.
And the Russians called it
Bolshoya Gora,
which means Great Mountain, which sort of states the obvious, come to think of it.
Well, the gear's all loaded. We can leave whenever you're ready, Jeff.
Then, all aboard.
Are we there yet?
Wooten, we just lifted off 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, are we there yet?
Sit back and enjoy the journey, my friend. Hey, now look, you can see some of the dog sled teams down below.
Oh, yeah. They look kind of like rows of ants on their way to a picnic, walking on ice cream snow and through delicious chocolate chunk rocks. Anybody else feeling a little bit hungry?
Sorry, buddy, but the snack and beverage service has been discontinued for this route.
Well, next you'll be telling me there's no movie either.
No movie, sorry.
Well, then what am I supposed to... Hey, look, a moose!
This is CTC-1. Jeff, you there?
Roger, Marty. What's up?
Something wound up on my plane that shouldn't be here.
What is it?
It's not a what. It's a who. I got a stowaway. Who is supposed to be working at the diner right now. Say hello, Logan.
Hi.
Oh, no. Can I talk to him?
Yeah. Chew him out good, too.
Sorry, Mr. Baccarin.
Logan, what in the world are you doing on our plane?
I'm pretty sure my mom is in one of those villages you're flying to. I need to see her.
What makes you think... Never mind. Does your dad know what you're doing?
No. It's not like he cares anyway.
Now, that's not true, and you know it. Look, we'll talk about this face-to-face when we land. Put Marty back on, will you?
Strap yourself back in, Logan. Okay, well, I'm here.
Oh, boy, what do you think we should do here, Marty?
I can't turn back now. The weather looks just as bad behind us.
Yeah, that's what we're in right now.
You know, it's typical for Alaska, but this storm got nasty really fast.
I better take it from here, Will.
Here you go.
Marty, what are you seeing up ahead?
Some pretty intense storm clouds to the north. I have to be honest, I'm struggling, Jeff. I was already at capacity on my weight load, so having Logan on board makes controlling the plane in this suit pretty difficult.
Roger that.
I think I'd better reroute and try to fly between the storm ahead and the one you're in, before the two storms merge into a supercell.
I'll push through the storm cell and try to follow your route.
Sounds good, Jeff. Over.
Okay, gents. Tighten those seat belts. This could get bumpy.
Oh, when you say bumpy, are you talking small, gentle bumps like you get on an old country road?
No, more like... that.
You okay, Wooten?
Well, define okay.
Through the Gospels, we can see that Jesus came to bring hope to a world that was separated from God. Matthew 12:21 says, "His name will be the hope of all the world." Will told the story of the dog sled teams who carried medicine to villages in Alaska 100 years ago. In today's adventure, Will and Wooten are carrying on that tradition by going to tell people about Jesus. And we can do that too. As disciples, we carry the hope of Jesus to those who don't know him. That's a job that's even more exciting than traveling across a frozen Alaskan wilderness. Imagine we can tell others that they can live forever with the creator of the universe. What an important job and what an amazing hope. Don't miss our next adventure to see what happens as Wooten's journey continues. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Cure, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kiff Vandenheuvel, Joey Sabo, Gary Reed, Keith Silverstein, and Matt Hurwitz. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.